It's the Morning Show on the Ideas Network. I'm John Munson in for Kate Archer Kent. Our music-focused conversation continues on this edition of Wisconsin Weekend. We've talked about music festivals, but now we're going to shift our focus a bit and take a tour of where to see and hear music around Wisconsin, including a brand new venue in Wausau that we'll hear about in just a little while. What are your favorite places to go and see a show in your part of Wisconsin? Do you have a venue that you go to on a regular basis, and why do you love it? What's the best show you've seen recently? Where was it? How did the venue contribute to your experience? Share your story with us at 800-642-1234, 800-642-1234, ideas@WPR.org, or tweet us at WPR Mornings. Allison Geyer is a writer at Isthmus. She covers food and music. Alice, welcome to the Ideas Network.
Thanks for having me.
A lot of new music venues in Madison. The most noticeable one is probably Sylvie. Tell us about that. What's the experience like? What kind of music can people see there?
The Sylvie has been so great. It's brought so many exciting acts to Madison. It's one of the biggest venues in town now. It's about 2,500 capacity, and it's owned by Frank Productions, who has booking experience and has really been bringing in a good mix of people. I saw Julian Baker, Lucy Dacus, and Phoebe Bridgers there recently. Great show. The entire place, there is no seating in there. That's kind of the thing that was surprising for some people. I don't know if you're getting a little older, I needed a place to sit down. But there is seating upstairs, but it's a great, giant room, amazing sound. You can see the stage from everywhere. So it's just an amazing place to see a show, and it's a really great addition to the Madison music scene.
And another one that's new in Madison is the Winnebago. Tell us about that.
Yeah, that place is really great. If you're over on the east side, you might remember seeing the old Sons of Norway Lodge. And that has since been taken over by a group of young entrepreneurs. And they totally redid the entire interior. It looks fantastic. And it's kind of a smaller space. It's similar if you've been to Art Inn in Madison. Intimate place, space for about maybe 60 people. And they've totally put in this entire stage that's good for both music and theater. They've been having a lot of kind of cross-disciplinary shows in there. And so that's a really fantastic place to see a show as well. And they've been bringing in some really great programming. They have free jazz on Wednesday nights with some of the best players in Madison. So it's been a really fun to see that place take off and see the programming that they have been bringing in. And they're just getting started. It just opened a few months ago. So things will only be getting better and more active over there. So that's super exciting.
We have a caller with us. David is calling in from Milwaukee this morning. David, welcome to the morning show.
Hi, good morning.
Go ahead.
So the theater that I like is the Riverside Theater in Milwaukee. The best thing about it is actually their staff. There's two things that's awesome about their staff is really awesome. We've all been working there for a really long time, and I go to a ton of shows, and they really just treat you like family. Sometimes security at places can kind of be your enemy, and they just want you to be safe and have fun. And like the second thing that's awesome about it is they have a really good bar setup where you can open a tab at any place in the venue, and they have a ton of bars everywhere. And then you can get a drink with your card open anywhere.
Okay, David, thanks for telling us about the Riverside Theater in Milwaukee. Allison, have you been there?
I actually have not. I don't get to Milwaukee as often as I should.
Okay. 800-642-1234. Tell us what your favorite music venue is. Where is your go-to place when you want to hear music, live music, here in the state of Wisconsin? You mentioned jazz, a free jazz show just a moment ago. Madison has a jazz club called Coda. Tell us about that.
Yeah, Cafe Coda is another kind of newer place. This is actually the second location for Cafe Coda. It opened on State Street a couple of years ago and then had to close because they're turning the building that it was in into a hotel. And so the owner, Hana John Taylor, who is a fantastic musician, a flutist, woodwind player, had been looking for a new spot to open the club and had a couple locations that he had eyed during the interim when he was closed. And then finally opened up on Willie Street across from the co-op. And that's been a really, really great place. He's been doing some amazing youth programming there and bringing in some really big names in jazz. So I know that it's been really popular and a fantastic addition to the Madison music community, someplace that's totally dedicated to jazz.
I'm going to toss out a couple of places outside of Madison, and particularly for up in my end of Wisconsin, which is the northern tier. Of course, the most famous one is Lake Superior Big Top Chautauqua, which bills itself as the Carnegie Hall of tent shows. And another one, a natural amphitheater in Solon Springs, Lucius Woods Performing Arts Center. There's a lot of these all over the state of Wisconsin. Allison, tell us about some venues in the La Crosse area that people should check out.
Yeah, I grew up in La Crosse, so I love seeing music there. One of the kind of classic places, especially for younger music fans, is The Warehouse. That's been around for years and years and years downtown. It's an all ages alcohol free club, and they bring in, punk acts and rock music. It's a good place for local bands to play. They've had some really big acts over the years. It's been run by a guy named Steve for as long as I can remember. And he's kind of put his heart and soul into this venue. It's this old historic space, kind of the 1800s downtown of La Crosse. I don't know if you've been. It's very picturesque, but it's covered with stickers and posters from all the bands, so it has a really cool look, and you can get right up to the stage, and it's a great place for people of all ages to enjoy music.
I've driven by it. I've never actually been in there. That area of La Crosse is quite picturesque and got that old school vibe to it. Wisconsin is we heard about all the big music festivals going on around the state, but Wisconsin has a really vibrant local music scene. Pretty much wherever you go around the state, there's something to see and hear, whether it's northern Wisconsin or Milwaukee or Madison, La Crosse, the Fox Valley, the Eau Claire area, wherever you go, there's always something going on, a lot of great local music. What is it, if I can get you to speculate for just a moment here, Allison, what do you think it is that's driving this vibrancy that we're seeing in local music?
Well, I think, people always love music and people love making music. And I think that, it's become really accessible to connect with people either online or making time for creative pursuits. I think that especially, young people are really kind of motivated by that and want to make time for artistic pursuits kind of outside of work. And I think that there's a lot of community investment that encourages artists to create and connect and gives opportunities. There's music organizers that are providing platforms and performance opportunities. So I think it's a whole spectrum of people from, the fans to the performers to the organizers, to the radio folks and the music journalists. I think there's just, it's always, music is so important to so many people, and it's so easy now to connect and produce, and there's so much culture surrounding all the different genres. I think right now we're just seeing an explosion in every kind of music that anyone could ever want, just because there's so much out there and so many people that are interested. So I think it's a great time, not only in Wisconsin but everywhere.
Well, and it seems like this is kind of coinciding with, and this is kind of an out there take, but it's kind of coinciding with the rise of craft breweries and craft distilleries. We've got craft music as well. People just deciding to get in there and make some stuff.
Yeah, well, I guess music has always been craft music, but I think even especially now, people are craving, experiential entertainment. With the shift in how people spend their time, I think people are seeking out things that make them think and feel and kind of send them to another place. And of course, music goes really, really well with craft beer and craft alcohol.
And I think that some of the venues, I know there's one here in Superior where I live. It's a brewery, and they always have music, and that's kind of how they sell their beer, I think. Allison, forced to choose, what is your favorite music venue in Wisconsin?
Oh, that's a great question. I really love the High Noon here in Madison. It's such a friendly place. The caller was talking about, you know, bar staff that really makes you feel like you're at home and kind of, you know, brings you on that experience with you. That's definitely the case there. It's like the perfect size for a venue. It's not too big, not too small. I've seen some truly amazing acts kind of grace that stage, and it's kind of a great place to see a band right before they get to the point where they'd be playing the Sylvie or the Orpheum or any of these bigger venues. So that one has a really special place in my heart. And, you know, in addition to bringing in really great national acts, it's always been a super friendly place for local artists to play and get on a bill with a really big act. So that's really exciting.
Well, and you can always say, well, I heard them when they were at here, when they get mm-hmm. really big. So you'll be able to hold that over your friends. Allison, the future of these music venues, how does it look to you? Is it bright? Are we going to continue to see this stuff go on?
I mean, it's tough because, you know, we have people across, you know, the spectrum of, you know, diehard music fans who will go to anything, and people who only go when it's someone that they really like or someone popular. And, you know, for a bigger place, I mean, that's a whole business operation. And I think that people will always come to the big shows because it is such a spectacle and it is so awesome. What I'm not worried about smaller venues, but I definitely think that there's a responsibility on the part of a music fan to go out and play the cover and understand that this is so worth it.
Support your local musicians. Allison Geyer, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you.
Allison Geyer, a writer at Isthmus, covering food and music. I'm John Munson in for Kate Archer Kent. It's the morning show on the Ideas Network. It's the morning show on the Ideas Network. I'm John Munson in for Kate Archer Kent. On this edition of Wisconsin Weekend, we're taking a tour of where to see and hear music around the state, including a brand new music venue in Wausau. Leslie Patterson is the co-owner of Whitewater Music Hall in Wausau, along with her sister, Kelly Ballard. Leslie, welcome to the Ideas Network.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
You opened Whitewater Music Hall with your sister about 2 weeks ago. Tell us your story. Why did you decide to establish this venue in Wausau?
Well, we hail from the lovely city of Austin, Texas. And so we have grown up having music around us all the time. And let's see, over a decade ago, my brother-in-law came up here for work. And that's how my sister and her family found the lovely town of Wausau. And so they've been coming and going between Wausau and Austin for the last decade. And then a few years ago, they finally committed to being up here. The quality of life is fantastic here. You know, enjoy having the seasons, you know, having a nice small community where everything is close. And then so they started looking for a place to create a business. And then we found the lovely Masonic, the old Masonic Lodge here in downtown Wausau. And it was a bigger space than what we were looking for. But as soon as we saw their old ceremony room, we knew that we had found our new music venue for Wausau.
But it originally wasn't going to just be a music venue, was it?
We always knew we would have music because we knew that we wanted to make music available, you know, make it available and affordable for everyone to enjoy at all times, not to be something that you had to save up for to go to a big show. So we knew that that would be incorporated into whatever brewery and coffee operation we put together. But then when we saw the room here, our new space is fantastic. It's like half divided into our tap room, and then the other half will be the music hall.
Your first show is just over a week away. Who's the inaugural band?
Our first show next Saturday will be the High 48s and the Steam Machine. They both come from Minneapolis. and it'll be nice high-powered bluegrass. And we'll have room in our music hall for people to sit or people to, there's tables to stand in the back, and there's plenty of room to dance and enjoy the music down front.
And your first couple of acts are going to be bluegrass, but you're going to feature more than just that going forward. What are you looking to produce there?
We want to represent all types of music. You know, we have some funk coming up from New Orleans. We'll bring in the blues. We'll bring in some rock. We'll bring in whatever Wausau wants to hear. All of our guests here at the bar have already recommended so many good bands. And but fortunately, our booking agent is a banjo player, so he has all those sorts of connections, and he's bringing that kind of music to us. But we want all kinds of music, all kinds of art available to everyone.
You are in the old Masonic Lodge. How the Masons reacted to you using their old meeting space?
They're very happy. They're slowly coming to visit us. A few come every day, and they're happy to see what we've done with the space, because their building is perfectly located between downtown and the river. And so we put two big, beautiful windows on the south side, and now it faces out over the river and towards Rib Mountain. And they're pleased to see the view, and they're looking forward to the fact that we're keeping their building in the community. You know, we're not getting rid of it. We're repurposing it, and that gives us the opportunity to bring something new to Wausau, but then still respect, you know, the heritage that they've held here for so long.
Leslie Patterson, thanks for coming in and talking about this new music space, the Whitewater Music Hall in Wausau. I really appreciate your time.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Thank you.
Leslie Patterson is the co-owner of Whitewater Music Hall in Wausau, along with her sister Kelly Ballard. Now it's time for Wisconsin Life. Here's producer Maureen McCullum with a story for Father's Day.
Learning to ride a bike can be a milestone in a person's life. Lately, WPR producer and local dad, Brad Kohlberg, has been thinking about when he first learned how to ride a bike, teaching his daughter to ride, and what biking has meant to his family over the years, all because of a song he recently heard.
There is a band that I've followed on and off since college called Pedro the Lion, and they released a new song a while back called Yellow Bike. It's about getting your first bike and how the world opens up when you learn to ride it. It was a blast of nostalgia for me. It made me think of my first bike, my dad helping me learn to ride, me helping my daughter, and how important bike rides have been for my family over the years.
On a desert Christmas morning, 1981.
I got my first bike on my 6th birthday, a red Murray brand with chrome handlebars and chunky black tires. A bike for popping wheelies and doing sweet jumps. I loved it.
My first two-wheel bicycle stood by the tree. My heart thumping in my chest. Though I tried, I couldn't ride one yet.
The other neighborhood kids rode their bikes around in a little pack all day, and I really wanted to join. But I was embarrassed of the training wheels. So I begged, and my dad took them off, and I ran around pushing my bike beside me, trying to keep up with him. I couldn't.
Out on a street when my dad let go of the seat.
During practice sessions, my dad ran alongside me, gave me a nudge and let go of the seat. I'd coast, try to pedal, crash into the neighbor's mailbox. I even ran over my little brother one day when he wandered into my path and I couldn't steer around him. Sorry, Dave.
But I remember what it was like astride my yellow bike. First freedom, second life, all the places I could ride.
A friend had a bike that was smaller than mine, and my feet could easily touch the ground when I sat on it, which made it easier to coast. I'd ease down my driveway on his bike with my feet dangling to see how far I could go. One afternoon, I put my feet up and started pedaling. And I took off. I was riding. I still feel a little sad that my dad was at work when it finally happened. Sorry, Dad. But I didn't look back. The neighborhood became infinite. A motocross track, a battlefield, a movie set. All the money I made at my first job picking sweet corn went to building better bikes for bigger jumps. And I spent every summer day riding around town with my friends until I got to high school, when it became kid stuff, like overnight. My BMX gathered dust and was forgotten. Fast forward 25 years, and I was running beside my daughter in the church parking lot up the street as she learned to ride her first bike.
Okay, you ready? One, two, three. Go, go, go!
I gave her a nudge, let go of the seat, and watched her pull away from me and turn the corner out of sight. Now she's almost 14, and my old bag of tricks doesn't really work anymore. Legos, backyard baseball, trips to the playground. But she still rides around the neighborhood with me after dinner.
Dad, how long have you been videoing?
We talk a lot while we ride, and sometimes we keep the conversation going with some ice cream afterward. It's the greatest. So when I heard that Pedro the Lion song, you know what I did? I went out and got myself a new BMX bike. A bike for popping wheelies and doing sweet jumps. Because sometimes dads and kids aren't that different. And I feel like a kid when I ride it, with my daughter beside me. It's the greatest.
I trade my kingdom for someone to ride with.
Brad Kohlberg is a producer for WPR in Madison. Wisconsin Life is a co-production of Wisconsin Public Radio and Wisconsin Public Television in partnership with the Wisconsin Humanities Council. Additional support comes from Lowell and Mary Peterson of Appleton. Find more Wisconsin Life at wisconsinlife.org and on Facebook. I'm Maureen McCollum.
Wisconsin Life is a part of our weekly edition of Wisconsin Weekend here on The Morning Show. What's happening in your part of the state that could reach all corners of Wisconsin? Send your ideas for Wisconsin Weekend to mornings@WPR.org. That's mornings@WPR.org. And we'll explore your tip for a Wisconsin Weekend program. I'm John Munson in for Kate Archer Kent. You're listening to The Morning Show on the Ideas Network.